This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. And so the proverbial other shoe has dropped. Detroit has now won the right to enter Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection and to cut the pensions of city retirees. So now what happens? We're joined by Eric Scorsone, a municipal finance expert from Michigan State University. Welcome back to Stateside, Eric.
Thank you.
Eric, did anything surprise you in Judge Rhodes' statement this morning?
Not too much. I think the biggest surprise was that he did rule on the pension issue. That was a little unexpected, but in general, I think it followed the script that we expected.
So what happens next?
So the next phase of the bankruptcy process is the plan of adjustment, which is where the city will lay out a plan of how it's going to cut different liabilities and expenditures to balance its books. And, you know, the creditors are in different classes, and each class will be treated differently, perhaps, you know, pensioners, current employees, bondholders, et cetera. And so, you know, the city will have some period of time now to sort of sort out and say, okay, here's our plan, judge. And the judge's role is to sort of rule and say, well, that looks like a good plan and fair to each group. And then, you know, that's how the process evolves from here.
So can you give us, Eric, a sense of what bankruptcy will actually look like and feel like? And I'd like to start with those who live in Detroit and call it home, and then we'll work our way out from there. So what does this mean for residents?
Well, I think for residents, probably not a whole lot initially. I think hopefully over time it means, you know, the judge, the term he used, which I thought was right on, is service delivery insolvency. So there's financial insolvency, and then there's the service insolvency, meaning services are not being provided to citizens. And by recognizing that, I think that's really critical, because he's saying we need to address that issue. We need to get the balanced book so the city can provide services. Now, that may take, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but I think that will start to happen hopefully in the next, you know, year or two.
All right, let's move out. What about current city employees?
Well, you know, they're still going to get paid, of course, because they want them to come to work. I think the question of benefits, you know, is going to be an issue of what kind of benefits they're going to expect to see in the future in terms of health care, pensions, et cetera. Those may be adjusted to some extent. I think otherwise employees will, you know, probably not see huge changes. Some of those changes will occur outside of bankruptcy, because the emergency manager in his role is going to be, you know, restructuring the city and so forth. So that's going to really occur outside of the bankruptcy process.
Do you think there would be potential layoffs, or do you think city employees, that's been cut to the bone, each department has already been cut to the bone?
I think to some extent that's certainly true. There is, you know, been a lot of reductions of you know, folks and empty positions eliminated. So I think it'll be hard to do a lot more layoffs. But I think, you know, there may be a few, who knows. I think, though, it'll be more of a question of reorganizing. How do you take the existing workforce and reorganize it to be more effective, more productive? I think that's probably the bigger question.
All right, let's wade in to the question of what bankruptcy could look and feel like if you are a city pensioner. And I'll start by saying I think it's really safe to say that the people who had the least to do with the city's money troubles are facing a really painful and scary future now that the judge has ruled that pension cuts are allowed in a federal bankruptcy case, even if those municipal pensions appear to be protected under the Michigan Constitution.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is really a shockwave ruling, not just Detroit, but really around the country. I think, you know, we don't know at this point what the cuts are going to look like. And the judge did specifically say, this is not a free-for-all in pension reductions. You know, I'm going to look at this carefully. There's going to have to be a degree of equity about the cuts. So it certainly does not mean it's just open cutting, you know, for whatever you want. So I think we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I mean, obviously pensioners are going to be concerned. Also on the health care side, because actually the bigger problem is even the retiree health care. There will certainly be big adjustments to that as well, potentially.
But it does sound like the judge is cautioning Kevin Orr and his team, no slash and burn when it comes to city pensions.
Yeah, they're going to have a solid rationale for any reductions.
All right, let me take us off track a little bit and ask you this. Doesn't the state constitution contain an implied backstop? I mean, should there be a conversation about having the state set up a pension authority, since it's the state constitution that protects these municipal pensions?
Yes, and I think this is where bankruptcy is really only a partial part of what's going on in municipal finance in Michigan, not just Detroit. We've got to rethink what we're doing here. The Constitution does essentially explicitly protect pensions. So the state government now is probably going to have to step up and say, what do we want to see here? You know, we know other pensions may have trouble. We know most cities have not funded their retiree health care. Mm-hmm. So really, we need to have a much bigger discussion about legacy costs beyond this bankruptcy, because this bankruptcy is only addressing a very small part of the bigger problem.
So we're really touching on something that we will likely hear a lot of conversation about in Lansing.
We should.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Eric Scorsone, who's a municipal finance expert from Michigan State University. We've had him on Stateside often explaining the ins and outs as we look at the municipal finances of cities in Michigan. And now let's talk about what the bankruptcy will feel like if you are one of the hundreds of creditors and bondholders to whom the city of Detroit owes money that it doesn't have.
Right. I mean, obviously, if you're a bondholder or something of that nature, you're going to see a reduction. But, you know, the question would be, you know, if you're a large fund, this is probably a very small part of your portfolio, so you'll see some losses. If you're, more of a vendor, you know, you may see some reductions. Mm-hmm. The city's going to have to be careful, of course, because it still wants to receive supplies and materials, and so it's going to have to do that strategically to make sure that, you know, still vendors are going to be willing to do business with the city. So those kind of changes are going to come to those groups as well.
Eric, what should we watch for in the weeks to come? And then taking a longer view, what should we watch for over the next year?
Yeah, I think in the short term, in the next 6 months or less, we really want to see what is this plan? What is Detroit's plan to get out of the bankruptcy process and kind of have a clean balance sheet? Now, that's going to be the critical question. You know, and then the question, I think, more importantly, long term, is what is the governance of Detroit going to look like? What is the new mayor's role going to be? How soon is the emergency manager going to get out? And is there going to be some kind of transition advisory board? Because I think for all of us, we want to see a Detroit that's sustainable, you know, that this is the last time we have these kind of problems, hopefully. And that's a big challenge. And it's not, again, it goes beyond Detroit. We're going to have other cities like Flint, and now we have Lincoln Park, that's been cited. You know, these other communities need to say, how do we get out of these situations in a more effective manner? You know, and I think that's the bigger story long term for all of us, that, you know, we don't have a lot more bankruptcies, hopefully.
And in fact, it seems you can't open up any paper in the state without seeing about another community that suddenly is under review.
Right. I mean, we're going to see more of these problems, unfortunately. And my prediction is over the next year or two, there will be more communities, especially in Southeast Michigan, under review, maybe under an emergency manager, certainly school districts as well. And so we're going to have to really think about the bigger public finance system and how it operates.
Eric, now that this bankruptcy medicine has been administered by Judge Rhodes and it's going forward, how long do you think it could take for Detroit to be well on the way to becoming a viable municipality again?
I honestly think I'm a little optimistic right now. I do think in the next year, Detroit will kind of move through this bankruptcy process pretty efficiently, kind of like GM did, you know, against the odds. And I think it will be on better footing. Now, that said, we're going to have to make sure it stays there. And that's going to take a lot of still tough decisions by local elected officials, by the new mayor, and by the governor and others. So, you know, this is only the beginning of a process. But I am somewhat hopeful that actually Detroit, you know, the future does look a little better, I think, down the road.
Eric Scorsone, we thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Eric Scorsone is a municipal bankruptcy expert with Michigan State University.